Hello, amazing humans. Welcome to Cynthia's Corner, where we get real, we empower ourselves to be the best version we can be. I'm your conversation creator and your host, Cynthia Kensington. Today, we're going to dive deep into the world of routine. Those comfortable, predictable sequences that keeps our lives running smoothly. But what happens when those routines become more of a cage than a comfort zone? Are they silently hindering our progress? Well, let's get comfy, ladies. We are about to have a candid conversation about the double-edged sword of routine. Firstly, let's start with the good stuff, the power of routine. Routine can be amazing. I don't care what you guys say. Routines are amazing. For me, they provide stability. They provide structure. They provide a sense of control. They help us stay organized. They help us achieve our goals. They help us develop good habits. My personal morning routine, which I think is the best thing for me anyway, is I wake up 3:30 in the morning. I say my affirmation. I shower. I brush my teeth. I head to the gym. I'm in the gym for four. I work out. Actually, I faff about till about seven. I get home. I wake my kids up. You know, they get ready for school. I prepare the packed lunch, drop my daughter off at school, come back home. Then I'm about to start my day. And I kid you not, this has been my routine for years. Monday to Friday, this is my routine. Saturday, my day is not my day, it's my kids. But from Monday to Friday, I do this. I think I've been doing this routine since we came out of lockdown. So what, 2019? And I've stuck to this routine. For me, like I said, it sets the tone for a positive day, a productive day. And also, it just frees up any mental space. I really don't have time to be guessing, oh, where am I supposed to be today? Oh, what am I supposed to do? Because the more I do that, I just procrastinate. And then what happens when I procrastinate? Nothing gets done. I would just stay in my bed because for me, if it's not written down on my to-do list, if it's not in my routine, it ain't getting done. That's the way my brain functions. And having a routine just makes me focus on bigger things. But I know I was giving it all that I say routines are the best thing, but there is a trap. There is a trap. Because this routine trap, there is a dark side to it. It can be structured, it can be amazing, and it can work. But really and truly, too much of something good is never a good thing. If I indulge in just my routine, there is no way, there is no giveaway, I'm not entertaining anything else, then too much of that can actually be detrimental. Like I said, let's be honest, too much of anything good, if you get comfortable in your predictable patterns, then are you really enjoying life? You miss out new opportunities. You shy away from challenges. It can even stifle your growth because you think something is working and this routine is bang on. It works for me. But what else are you neglecting in that process of your routine? It's like wearing the same comfy pajamas. You wear it all day, every day. You get comfortable with it. It's cozy. Yes, of course it is. But is it the best outfit for you to go and conquer the world? Absolutely not. You need to change. You need to experiment on new things. You need to go out there. You need to, I don't know if my joke ran with the comfy, but you guys get my point. You need to try out new things. Because when your routine becomes very rigid, it can be suffocating, which will make you feel like you're stuck. You're stuck in a rut. And maybe for you, it might not even be your gym workout. It might not even be your healthy routine. It might just actually be you being in the same, you're used to this routine of being in the same job. Although the job is unfulfilling, the job is sucking your soul dry, but you keep going to it. Why? Because you feel safe, because it feels comfortable, because you're used to it. You know your route there. Every morning you wake up, you take the same route to this work, you're comfortable. So what happens? You're not going to look outside. You're not going to look anywhere else because your focus is on this main job. For some of you, it might not even be a job. It might be a relationship. And you're stagnant. You're in this relationship because you're so scared of stepping out or leaving this relationship because it no longer serves you. I'm not saying the relationship serves you and you're still there. But you're just used to the pattern, the routine of having this partner there, even though you know it is not fulfilling. It doesn't do nothing for your soul. But because you're so used to that routine, you stay there. And again, generally, some of us just stick to and follow a routine that no longer aligns with our goals or our values. But, you know, because we're so used to it, though we're feeling unfulfilled and we're yearning for change, We still stay there because it's what we know and it's what we're used to. So, what is the answer, I hear you ask? Sin, do I ditch my routine altogether and live my life in chaos, be happy, be free? Woo, I don't have a routine. Or do I stick to this routine even though I know I want to change something, even though I know it's killing me? What do I do? Actually, I don't think you need to do, you don't need to live in chaos, and you also don't need to stay in a place where it no longer serves you. You don't need to stick to a routine that doesn't align with your goals or your values. In my humble opinion, the main key here is to consciously craft your routine. Craft a routine that serves you, and there is no other way around it. Let me give you some tips. If you have a routine that works for you and you've been doing it for years, I want you to reflect. Regularly access your routine. Does this still ignite you? Are there some elements of this routine that actually drains your life? I mentioned earlier, what I do is my gym, I'm in bed. So how do I wake up at 3:30? I'm in bed for 7:30. But actually, there's some times that my family want to do stuff. But for the longest, I'm like, no, if you want to do stuff, I'm awake till about 7:30. After that, lights out. Goodbye. Everybody go home. Go to bed. But what started to happen is I started to miss out on having some time with my family. So what do I do now? I look at it. I want to go to the gym. I want to enjoy my time at the gym. And I do, either if they hang around with me or not, I really don't care. But actually, I also want to hang around with my family. I also want to do family things. I also want to be present. You know, it's part of me being selfish, especially as I have kids. It's a wider family, right? It's not just about me. So rather than just selfishly say, no, I'm not changing my time, I started to reflect. Maybe going to the gym, I don't need to be the gym for 4 hours. I don't need to be in the gym for 3 hours. Maybe I can just cut my gym time down and I can spend more time with my family. Maybe I can switch up my routine. I don't need to be at the gym every day. I can do some other form of workout, because now I've come to realize that the more I move my body, it doesn't matter how I move my body. I can run, I can lift weights, I can dance, I can go for walks. As far as I'm moving, or I can stretch, as far as I'm moving, I actually feel good. So I reflected on my routine. You don't have to be in the gym 7 days a week. So you can do some other things and switch things around. So I don't feel drained, and I also still feel present with my family. Which leads me to my next point. Be flexible. I need to be flexible. I think I've mentioned it in the first point, actually. It's okay. It's okay, my friend. You don't need to go to the gym every day. You can do other form of exercise. If you don't go to the gym, are you going to die? Maybe actually I will, but let's stay focused. You know, you can do so many other things. Just be flexible with your time. Say yes to new experiences. Sometimes my family, not all the time, because now they respect my routine, but sometimes they can say, Sin, booked a table, 6 o'clock. Where are you? Should we go? Should we go for a walk? On a normal day, I'm like, nah, miss me with that. You already know my bedtime. We're not playing here. But now I'm quite flexible. I'm like, okay, let's go for a quick walk. Maybe I might rush them. My friend, hurry up. Let's do the walk so I can get back. But nah, it's okay to be flexible with your time. Another thing is experiment. Jazz things up. Don't be afraid to mix it up. Try a new workout class. Try a new routine. And maybe even through you experimenting and trying out new things, you might find that, actually, I want to take this out of my routine. I want to put this in my routine because this seems like fun. I'm going to try this out for 6 months. Keep things fresh. Keep renewing things. You already know what works, right? So just keep freshening, jazzing things up. What's the worst that could happen? Maybe you can do the routine. You can do these exercise classes, or you can take this new route home for a week, for 6 weeks. And you realize that, I want to go back to the basics. You already know what works. That's the best thing about routine. You already know it works. If you have a routine that actually works and benefits your life, you can just always go back to it. So you didn't lose anything. In fact, you've gained more knowledge and more understanding and more clarity about yourself, right? So the last point I would say is joy. Prioritize joy. Make sure your routine includes activities that brings you genuine joy. You don't want to be, I keep using the gym because it's the simplest things that I can use to relate about myself, and also maybe to some of you listeners as well. If it starts to feel like there is no joy, don't Don't suffer yourself. It's not worth it. Don't suffer yourself. I find it difficult to see, is my routine that bad? Because it brings me so much joy. Have you guys seen me? I'm sure some of you have seen me. Have you seen me when I'm working out? I am living my best life. I am having the best fun. So it doesn't feel like a routine to me. It literally feels like I'm alive. Yes, let's go. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're having the best time of our lives. I literally use all my energy at the gym. That's how much fun I'm having. But I started to realize that, okay, I have loved ones and maybe my routine is actually impacting on the relationships. You can love yourself. You can love the things that you do, but we know as human beings, we need other people as well. We need that love. We need that connection. So as much as you take yourself very seriously, don't forget to listen to your loved ones, listen to their concerns and how your ways affects them as well. By all means, you know me, I'm all about live your life. It's only you, do what you need to do. But also reflect and see how your routine affects your loved ones. And if you can maneuver certain things, my darling, please do so. Because like I said, you need your loved ones. So remember that your routine is a tool, is not a dictator, is there to empower you and is not there to hold you back. I would encourage you to take control, be flexible, but most importantly, create a routine that sparks joy in your heart and propels you towards being the best self you can be. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate you all. Feel free to share your routine with me. Perhaps we can learn a thing or two from each other. You can tell me what works and what didn't work. Maybe I can experiment. But actually, I tell a lie. I'm fine. My routine is okay. But feel free to share with me. I would love to hear from you guys. If you'd like to reach out, you can find me on Instagram at Cynthia Kesington, or you can drop me an email, info@cynthiakesington.com. Once again, thank you so much. Until next time, have the most amazing week.